Welcome to the Social Impactors Podcast. This podcast is all about impact. We work to highlight impactful individuals making positive social change in their communities. From coaches, authors, entrepreneurs, influencers, we tap into the minds of some of the most impactful people around the world to find out how they have built a life of creating impact. Now listen in and be ready to go on a journey of enlightenment, motivation, and awe. Social impact everywhere.
All right. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Social Impactors Podcast, a podcast where we highlight impactful people making social change in their communities. And we have two really cool guys with me today, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves. But I've met One Connection Sam through LOI, which is the League of Innovators. And what I've seen him do with his business and his social impact is absolutely incredible. So I'd love for you both to introduce yourselves and just really what your name is, what you do, and who you are.
All right. Thank you so much, Avery, for having us on this show. It is a huge pleasure to share our story. My name is Sam Dema. I'm 18 years old. I will be studying next year at UFT, majoring in environmental studies and political science. Me and Dylan co-founded the initiative called Pick Waste, and we're making a social impact through picking up trash, but we'll get more into that a little bit later.
For sure, yeah. My name is Dylan Mendes. I'm also 18 years old. I just finished my first year studying at the University of Waterloo. I'm majoring in finance and accounting, doing a minor in environmental studies, tying the two together. And we'll talk a little more about why I'm doing that and how that will benefit Pick Waste and benefit what my true passion is as well.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome, guys. And I know, Sam, you had talked about doing a lot of public speaking, and Dylan, probably the same for you then too. But what is that aspect of it? What are you telling people when you're doing these public speaking initiatives?
Yeah, for sure. So the reason why we speak is to spread awareness about the pollution solution and about the initiative in general. We believe we need to maximize whatever we're good at. I'm not going to lie, I'm not very artistic. I'm not very, in the design field, but
I'm not either.
But one thing that I have developed through the years of high school is speaking, and I know I can in Sam. So we thought, why not use that to funnel our passion and to teach kids or teach anyone that they have the potential to make a change by committing to a small action. And that's kind of like the theory behind what we do. And it's very simple. So when we speak, there's nothing special about what we do. It's just we're passionate about it. If you think about it, we're both 18 years old, not a whole lot of credibility. So to be able to, receive the opportunity to speak at these events or these schools is huge. And the sole driver that we have while speaking is just passion. And that's what sells.
And just to touch upon that as well, like to date, we have completed just under 25 speaking engagements, whether that be high schools, camps, or conferences. Two days ago, we were at a Catholic camp doing a presentation. And then after the presentation, we do a cleanup. So we had like over 100 youth like come outside with us and just pick up trash at the camp. And we will speak anywhere, whether it be a camp, conference, or anything. But yeah, to date, that's how many we've completed.
That's amazing. That's awesome. So then with Pick Waste and everything that you're doing, how are you making that positive social impact in your community? What does that look like?
Cool, yeah. So for those of you who don't know what Pick Waste is, let's start, we're just gonna break down the story a little bit and then we'll dive into that. It began July 1st, 2017, so about a year ago. But before the actual first cleanup, which was July 1st, there was something that prompted us to start it. Essentially, when I was in grade 12, I had a very passionate, it always stems back to passion, I had a very passionate world issues teacher who kind of inspired me and proved to me that I could make a change in the world. Throughout the semester, he broke down figures from history to prove to us that there was one common characteristic among them all that allowed them to make a change. And that if we adopted the same habit, we too could make a change. And it was that they all took these small, consistent actions that led to massive global changes. And so with that concept or that theory, kind of empowered me and everyone else in the classroom that to understand that we could actually make a huge impact if we chose something we were passionate about and took small action towards it. And so I started picking up litter, walking home from school. I did it for about 4 months until Dylan saw me driving home.
And I rolled down my window and I'm like, what the hell are you doing? Why are you picking up trash? Because I've known him for a long time. We played soccer together, we partied together, and I was just confused about what he was doing. And he explained to me his theory of, you know, how committing to small actions could lead to a massive impact if you stay consistent with it. And I loved it. So I gave him a call and I said, let's do something with this. And that was July 1st. And a little bit about my backstory is grade 12, I, you know, constantly followed the status quo. I think every grade 12 student is focusing on what they want to do after, and most go to university or college. And that was my focus. Studied hard for 10 months, got into this competitive business program. But when I got in, I wasn't really overjoyed. It's kind of like brushed it off. And at that moment, I realized that business is an interest, but it's not a passion. I wanted to unleash my passion and give back to the community. So I saw him doing this and it just clicked. That's kind of the day that PickWaste was born.
And so in terms of the community involvement, so that day, Dylan kind of like said to me, hey, Sam, you know, it's great what you're doing, but if you just did it by yourself, walking home from school, you're not going to have that big of an impact, unfortunately. He's like, let's get more people involved. So July 1st, we called up two of our buddies, went to a beach and just picked up trash. All right. And then after that, we decided every Saturday that summer, we would meet up and clean up for 1 hour once a week. And we made a website as soon as I figured out how to make one. Yeah. And we made a sign up form. Whenever we spoke, we had a volunteer sign up list. People could sign up with their email. And essentially now we get 10 to 15, sometimes 20 volunteers on a Saturday morning helping us to pick up litter. So how has it impacted the community? Well, we've actually beautified our city. It's hard for us to find litter, to be honest with you. In the past year, we filled just over 600 bags of trash and recycling, and we've completed just over 54 cleanups. We've also spoken in front of, like I said, 24 schools with a heavy, inspiring message for the students, and most give us like great response. So we're directly impacting the kids and our environment around our community.
I love that. That's awesome. So the next question then, do you believe, and I think this, I already know the answer to this one, but do you believe social impact is an important part of business?
Absolutely. I think like they go hand in hand. What I'm currently doing is I want to tie the two together. I really don't see business, at least for me, as a passion. Right? It could be used as a funnel or a channel to deliver that same passion. And everyone, you know, regarding the environment always likes to blame the other person, whether it's in the government, businesses, or individuals. See, individuals might say, you know, if you just stop producing this product, I won't buy it. And then businesses say, if you just stop buying it, I won't produce it. And it's just like back and forth, back and forth. But the fact of the matter is, it starts with us, each individual in that business, in that government. Like, what if you're a consumer or a producer, it starts with us changing our own habits. And to do that, we have to use business. Business is the driving force of our economy. So what I'm doing is I'm doing a co-op at a professional service firm called Deloitte, and I'll be put in the risk advisory practice, and I'll be helping companies become more sustainable. And what I want to learn from that is to gain some insight and some knowledge and apply that experience to PickWaste and build up that credibility. If we walk into Tim Hortons today and say, listen, we filled up 600 bags of litter, spoken at 24 schools, and they're both 18 years old, we want to help you become more sustainable. They're going to say, get out. like you literally get out.
Maybe
like,
a nice, you know, yeah.
But if you know, if we build some sort of credibility to ourselves, you know, if we turn that 600 bags into a few thousand bags, if we spoke at, you know, more events, if we empowered more people, if we have some sort of environmental consulting credibility, then people are going to listen. The fact of the matter is, in our society, titles make a difference. It's unfortunate, but it's true. And you know, being young is a huge privilege because it definitely motivates us, and people love to listen to the youth, but it can also be a little bit of a setback at some point. So it's definitely important to use business as a funnel. And if you want to touch more about the CSR events that we're planning on doing.
Yeah, so in terms of something that we're doing to kind of tie sustainability and business together, we have something called, well, we have an event called a corporate social responsibility event. Now everyone does it, all companies do it. It's like one day of the year they give back. And so we want companies to do their CSR events in a sustainable way, or do something that has to do with sustainability. Because at the end of the day, our condition of humanity is just a reflection of the environment. You know, we drink the waters we pollute, we're gonna eat the fish living in those waters, we're gonna eat the vegetables growing on the soil, and we're gonna breathe in the air. So it just makes sense to take care of the environment, or else we're just causing suffering to ourselves for no reason. And so our kind of business slash social impact tied together event is where we bring out like 50 to 100 employees of a major company to a park. We'll host a cleanup, so everyone gets gloves and bags. We do a big, massive litter pickup. Then there will be food, but food that's catered at zero waste, so no garbage involved. We would have music, obviously a videographer to like record the whole event so they can use it for their public relations and whatnot. And yeah, so that's kind of our tie, the two together. But we definitely believe that like all businesses can and should make that effort to add in some sort of social impact in their work. It's so easy. I mean, even if it's just like giving back a percentage of your profits, literally, like I know there's something called 1% for the planet. And if every single company in the world adopted that, it would make like a huge difference. I know like 1% is not that much in the big scheme of things, but small consistent actions, and if everyone adopted it, it would definitely add up and make a huge difference. So if everyone played their little part with their business, we do believe it would make a change.
Well, think about it this way. If you have a company like Apple that's $960 billion net worth, they're almost at 100 trillion. 1% is pretty good about it. Yeah. So the final question I have for you guys then, what is your advice for others to make a social impact in their communities? What's the advice to begin that process?
Yeah, I think like the main message that we share is that just taking small, consistent actions, and that will lead to mass global change. You've heard it 1,000 times from us. But it's so true. Like literally it started by picking up one coffee cup. Now we filled 600 bags. Like that difference is not talent. Like talent was not needed in any of that. There was no skill involved. It was just self-discipline that equated to that massive change. And that's definitely the one first step is finding a passion and funneling that passion by relating it to your actions. And that will lead to any social impact that you have. You know, it's great that we're taking care of the environment, but I always say that if everyone on this planet only took care of the environment, I don't think we'd be living in such a happy world, because there's so many other issues out there, so many other social issues that need, you know, change makers to act upon. Mm-hmm. Whether it's feeding the homeless, different, you know, illnesses that need to be addressed. So you have to find whatever that you're passionate about, and the route to solving these issues is just taking small actions towards the attainment of that goal.
I'll touch upon that a little bit as well. So it's tough sometimes because everyone says to find your passion. And the reason why we say that, you know, find your passion, is because times get tough. And when they get tough, if you're not passionate about the work you're doing, you'll just quit. So the way we explain it is that the first 3 to 4 months when we started this initiative, we only had 3 people at our cleanups, me, Dylan, and our best friend. And literally no one was coming, like no one from the community, none of the kids we spoke to, no one showed up. And we were so passionate about what we were doing, and we actually believed that what we were doing was making a difference. So we stuck with it in the rain and the snow, no matter who showed up, we kept cleaning up. And so the reason you have to find what you're passionate about is so that when the times get tough, you don't just fold. And then at the same time, finding your passion is difficult. I know for us, the story kind of seems funny. I had a teacher who inspired me. I'm walking home from school, saw garbage, decided to pick it up. It seems very straightforward and easy, almost like a fairy tale. And to be honest with you, like it kind of was. But Gary Vee talks about this a lot. I think it's great advice. You know, you're a young person. You have no responsibilities right now. Take the risk of trying 100 different things. Mm-hmm. You know, go out there, feed homeless. Go out there, just tackle 20 different problems. Go volunteer for different organizations. Find the cause that you're passionate about. And then you'll find your passion just through that trial and error. Another good way is to read the newspaper. You know, if you're a young person out there, read the news, because you're gonna see all the issues that are facing our community, our society, our world today. You can pick and hand pick and choose the issue from the paper that you're reading and try and tackle that.
I love that. No, that's amazing. I'm just going to go back to the one statement you said, you know, small consistent actions is what makes that a large scale, large scale deal. I love that. I love that. Sam, Dylan, thank you so much for being on the Social Impactors podcast. If you want to plug your website for Pickways, please feel free to right now for anyone watching.
Yeah, for sure. So our website is www.pickwaste.ca. and we are on, I think, almost every social media handle. And it's very simple. It's at Pick Waste, just to keep it.
Awesome. Cool. That's amazing. Cool. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. So much.